Supply chain attacks on MSPs leave thousands encrypted with ransomware. Prince Buller woes continue with Windows, and more on this week's episode of Bear Security. Welcome to Bear Security, a weekly quick take on topics affecting our businesses, clients, careers, and communities in cybersecurity. I'm Chris Kly, and here's the stories for the week of July 5th, 2021. A quick programming note before we start, Bear Security will now be published every Monday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time moving forward. That way, we can help you start your week with security news rather than end with it. Our top story this week regards IT software vendor Kaseya. Last Friday, Kaseya, a provider of IT management software, found its product at the center of a supply chain attack. The product in question was Kaseya VSA. For those unfamiliar, Kaseya VSA is a remote monitoring and management tool often used by managed service providers, or MSPs, to efficiently manage and monitor the networks they are responsible for. As events were unfolding, customers were quickly urged to shut down their local instances of the Kaseya VSA server, which appeared to be what attackers were using to launch their attack. The attack involved the ransomware gang Reval, and current details shared by Huntress Labs suggest they used an authentication bypass in the web interface of Kaseya VSA to gain an authenticated session, upload the payload, and go to work on performing some SQL injections, altering the administrative credentials, and then launching the ransomware to all the MSP's customers, including the MSP themselves. So far, ransom demands on the organizations impacted reached as high as $5 million, but late Sunday, Reval offered a universal decryptor in exchange for $70 million in cryptocurrency. Companies impacted include MSPs like Avtex and Synex Corp, and customers like Swedish grocery chain Coop. It is believed in all more than 30 MSPs and more than 1,000 companies have been affected thus far. Though this isn't the first time Kaseya has found itself in this position, Dutch researchers report that they have actually alerted Kaseya to the breach and that they were working on a patch and CVE, suggesting that if the details add up, not only did Kaseya know about this potentially crippling vulnerability, they failed to notify their customers. Historically, this seems to have been an issue as well. Back in 2018, Kaseya VSA was found distributing the Monero cryptocurrency miner. And then in 2019, there was another ransomware deployment incident that had affected over 50 MSPs at the time. It will be some time before we know the full extent of this attack and potentially have real numbers around how many were affected and the total impact. Though one thing is for sure, the spotlight is now on Kaseya, and if I was an MSP using any of their products, I'd rethink that strategy, just considering their history up to this point. We'll continue to monitor the situation and give you the news as we have it, and hopefully we'll have some updates by next week. Until then, you can read the original post we made on Syntax Bearer, or the myriad of links from Huntress Labs, Sophos, or the historical events earlier mentioned in the links in the description. We reported Wednesday on the blog regarding a vulnerability in the Prince Spooler that appears unresolved after an initial patch for CVE-2021-1675 from June's patch Tuesday. Researchers who were intending to post a proof of concept for that particular vulnerability ended up actually discovering a remote code execution vulnerability in the process, now tracked under CVE-2021-34527. While both vulnerabilities are similar in the fact that they affect the same process call, which is the RPC add printer driver EX, what is affected differs, according to Microsoft. The RCE vulnerability requires access to your environment along with the use of an authenticated user via a remote procedure call. An attacker can then load a malicious DLL, even remotely, from, say, a file share. Once loaded, it provides the attacker with system-level privileges to run code or really do whatever they want. Currently, all domain controllers are at risk for this vulnerability, as are any servers or computers that have point and print enabled or accept client connections. Recommendations for addressing this vary depending on the printing needs for the system, which we've detailed in a blog you can view on our website. The print spooler has been one of those long-time components of Windows that carry around a considerable amount of legacy code and tend to maintain compatibility. And there are likely more holes we don't know about, as suggested by Twitter user Edward Z. Peng, who mentioned an upcoming talk at Black Hat this year around the topic of exploiting the Windows Principler. System administrators are encouraged to disable the Principler from any system that doesn't need printing, with special attention being given to domain controllers since they are pretty critical to a Windows environment. To learn about all the different mitigation options currently available, follow the link in the description. Dell recently updated their advisory regarding vulnerabilities found in Dell's BIOS Connect and HTTPS boot features, which affect more than 128 different Dell models and possibly up to 30 million different systems. The first vulnerability, which affects the Dell BIOS Connect and HTTPS boot features of a Dell system, is a defect in certificate validation. This defect enables a remote, unauthenticated attacker to perform a man-in-the-middle, which can result in denial of service or payload tampering. The other vulnerability, which just affects the Dell BIOS Connect feature, enables an authenticated malicious admin with local access to run arbitrary code and bypass the UEFI restrictions. Since these are considered a chain of vulnerabilities, the cumulative score comes in at about 8.3. It's important to note that both vulnerabilities require user or physical access to the device in order to initiate the features and then attempt to exploit, but you should still look into updating the BIOS as soon as you can. You can read the full details from Dell via the link in the description. A Cisco ASA vulnerability from October 2020 is now being actively exploited in the wild. ThreatPost is reporting back on June 25th that security researchers on Twitter released a proof of concept exploit for the cross-site scripting vulnerability. Soon after, it began getting exploited in the wild. Researchers for Positive Technologies, one of the research groups that published the POC, was quoted as saying that a heap of researchers were chasing after an exploit for the bug, which was termed as low-hanging fruit. Other researchers believe the POC and others recently published could indicate that a cross-site request forgery is also possible. The last round of updates for this vulnerability were posted back in late April, so if you haven't had a chance to upgrade your ASAs and you utilize the VPN functionality, now is a great time to get that done. In the past year, we've seen a myriad of vulnerabilities and exploits against VPN services from all different vendors, leading to successful breaches with no sign of slowing down. You can read the full story or the full security advisory from Cisco via the links in the description. The Daily Swig posted on Monday that Zyzel customers received an email warning that a sophisticated threat actor is targeting a small subset of their security appliances that have remote management or SSL VPN enabled. The product lines mentioned include the USG, Zywall, USG, Flex, ATP, and VPN series running on-premises ZLD firmware, while those using the Nebula Cloud Management module are unaffected. The threat appears to be a vulnerability that allows an attacker to bypass authentication and establish an SSL VPN tunnel with random unknown user accounts with Zyzel underscore prefixed in the name, and to manipulate the device's configuration. Zyzel is encouraging customers to disable the HTTP or HTTPS services from outside access, but if they can't, to enable policy control to only allow access from trusted IP addresses and enable GeoIP filtering. You can read more over at the Daily Swig or via the link in the description. ThreatPost is reporting that Microsoft researchers discovered three different bugs in the Netgear DGN2200 V1 series router's firmware. Collectively, the bugs allow an attacker to bypass authentication and access the management pages of a router, allowing them to take ownership or control of the device, as well as employ a cryptographic side channel attack to retrieve stored credentials. Netgear has patched the vulnerabilities and recommends users update immediately. The vulnerabilities affect the Netgear DGN2200 V1 series devices running firmware versions prior to version 1.0.0.60. Links to both the story on ThreatPost and the Netgear security advisory are in the description. The Hacker News is reporting that Microsoft is investigating an incident of a malicious driver that was submitted to them via the Windows Hardware Compatibility Program. The malicious driver was discovered about 2 weeks ago after Karsten Hahn of G-Data Software mentioned on Twitter that they were investigating a suspicious driver. The driver appears to have first made an appearance on VirusTotal back on March 17, 2021. When this driver gets installed, it establishes a connection to a C2 server to retrieve configuration, installs a root certificate that could be used to intercept SSL traffic, perform IP redirection, and also self-update. Microsoft stressed that the techniques employed occur post-exploitation and required that they already had administrative privileges or tricked a user into installing it. The install believes to have been sourced from a GPS spoofing application used to manipulate where the reported location of a computer is. You can find links in the description to the breakdown from Karsten Hahn or the story over on the Hacker News. Last for today's episode, Dark Reading reported on Wednesday that legacy zero-day vulnerabilities from 2018 were recently used in attacks against Western Digital's MyBook network-attached storage devices. This comes after Western Digital began investigating a series of incidents with customers who suddenly discovered that their NASs were factory reset and their data was gone. Western Digital says, based on their review of the log files of some of the affected customers, the same attacker leveraged two vulnerabilities on the device. The first was exploited to install a malicious binary, and the second was later exploited to reset the device. The company warned back in 2018 that NAS systems either directly connected to the internet or via port forwarding were vulnerable to exploitation and that they should be disconnected from being accessible to the internet. The devices affected by this attack included the MyBook Live and MyBook Live Duo, which have not been updated since 2015. A link to the full story is in the description. And that is all for this week's episode of Bear Security. It's going to be quite a week. Be sure to check in now every Monday at 8 a.m. Eastern via our blog here on YouTube or via podcast for the latest to prepare you for the week. Links to all the stories mentioned can, of course, be found in the description or on our website, syntaxbearer.io. On there, you can also find links to interesting stories, tools, research, or videos we could not cover on this week's episode. Thanks as always for tuning in. This is Chris Kleiss signing off. Stay safe out there, friends.